This is Marissa and Ashley with the podcast retelling of Chicken Little. Thank you for listening. Chicken Little hopped home from school by himself just like any other day. It began to rain and his glasses became very foggy from the air. He tried clearing them and looking around but saw nothing. He held out his arms, yelling for help when all of a sudden, something unknown fell out of the sky and knocked him in the head. When he could finally get up, he sprinted to the nearest police station where he announced to them that the sky was falling. They broke into loud laughter, and Chicken Little stood confused. He wondered why they weren't panicking like he was and trying to help. The officer sent Chicken Little home without asking for more to his story. Once he arrived, he tried his hardest to get through to his dad, which never really worked after his mom passed away a year before. Chicken Little's father was often disappointed in Chicken Little for something. After Chicken Little anxiously told his father about his incident, his father rolled his eyes and told Chicken Little it was time for bed.
That night, Chicken Little had enough. Enough of his father never believing in him or anyone else. Chicken Little snuck out to see his few friends he had, hoping they'd believe him. Chicken Little, what's wrong? Abby asked.
Something crazy happened today and no one believes me when I try to tell them.
You can tell us, we'll believe you.
I was walking home from school and when it started raining, something huge fell on me out of nowhere. I think it might have been the actual sky. I'm serious.
Chicken Little implied they went to go explore and see if they could find the ship. He went back to the field where he first saw it, and they spotted a huge UFO. They quickly went inside and got exploring the UFO. They all screamed and ran for their lives and tried to go back to the police to tell them. Still, no one believed them. Why won't they believe us? Asked Chicken Little.
Probably because they think we are just some dumb kids, said Abby.
What can we do?
We just have to wait. That night, Chicken Little lay awake wondering if he should tell his father that they saw angry aliens on Earth, or if he should just keep his mouth shut. He decided to be on the lookout and try protecting his house. Chicken Little began nodding off when he heard his dad scream, "Aliens!" He peeked outside and hell had broke loose. Cars and homes were on fire, people screamed and ran for their lives. Chicken Little knew he had to do something. Him and his dad teamed up to fight them.
All of a sudden, they saw a fluffy little ball hop into the UFO, and the other aliens smiled and followed. They no longer wanted to fight and were on the way back up in the sky. Everyone finally believed Chicken Little and found out that the whole time, the aliens just wanted to find their kid.
Chicken Little's dad was finally proud of his son and promised he wouldn't be so hard on Chicken Little. He explained how hard things became after his mom passed away because she always knew how to handle every situation. Chicken Little understood, and his dad and him agreed to listen to each other more often.